a minor communications error. We all witnessed the tragedy that unfolded before our TV screens the past few days concerning the West Virginia coal miners trapped 260 feet underground. It became a double tragedy yesterday when the news media reported, then recanted, that 12 of the 13 endangered miners lived, when in fact 12 of the 13 died. The pain the families of the miners must be feeling is just too much to imagine. So who's to blame? It's easy to point the finger at the media. Their story was neither verified nor official. They essentially reported hearsay. But ultimately, it's the fault of whomever was in charge of managing the crisis's communications. Here are some questions to consider. Who allowed the media to tap into the communications conduit between the emergency teams, the apparent source of the miscommunication? Why wasn't a channel established between the media and crisis communications team for verification of facts before reporting? Such a move would seem to be a no-brainer. Why did it take 40 minutes to correct the false media reports? Surely someone should have been monitoring the wire stories. Even I ran across the misreported story online before it was corrected last night. The real losers are families of the miners whose emotions were cruelly toyed with. This is an important reminder for us all that the news we bear carries considerable weight and influence on people's lives. Just as a lawyer must be conscientious to fight for a client with empathy, so must we remember to manage our affairs with equal care. There shouldn't be any no-brainers in communications, simply because the ramifications of any mistake are not always obvious, yet potentially explosive. Let's all remember to handle our jobs with care.